This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Is it possible for God to make a way for us through life, even when everything looks bleak and hopeless? Now, I'm sure it is, and I've proven it to be true for myself and I'm sure many others. I said yesterday that life can be difficult, we can get confused or scared, and even feel that life doesn't make any sense, and say, yes, life is unfair. So, can God make a way for me in those times? Now, I know some Christians will have to pretend everything's okay. They feel they must have all the answers all the time to the dilemmas of life. Or they might say, I'm not sure that I understand why God allows things to happen in the way he does. Now, it would be good if life was simple. Unfortunately, for most of us, it's not. Life is complex. It can be a struggle at times, and maybe that's true for you. You might know the story of Abraham in the Old Testament. He was this great man, an old man, who was asked by God to leave his own country to go into an unknown destination. Now, talk about a unique challenge. How could he do it? He actually didn't even know where he was going or how to get there, but Abraham believed God, and actually he trusted God for everything. Now, why would he take his family and trudge out through a desert in this unknown mission? Well, Abraham believed in a God who knew exactly where he was taking him, even if Abraham didn't have a clue where this was going to end up. And centuries later, the writer to the Hebrews, and we have this in the New Testament, actually said this: Abraham had faith and obeyed God. He was told to go to the land that God had said would be his, and he left for a country he had never seen. Abraham did this because he was waiting for the eternal city that God had planned and built. And you can read that for yourself in Hebrews chapter 10. So I think we need someone greater than ourselves to tell us what to do when we don't know what to do. There's the Christian song that says, God will make a way when there is no other way. With love and strength for each new day, God will make a way. Now, I've heard people say over the years, religion and God is only a crutch for weak people. Now, this is nonsense. You know, it's not true. We are created and designed to reach beyond ourselves to a higher power, and we call that higher power God. I mean, I like what Psalm 100 verse 3 says. You know the Lord is God. He created us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep in his pasture. We belong to God. So really, we have an inner need to belong. It's not a crutch for weak people. We have a deep need to belong. Although the famous comedian Groucho Marx once said, tongue in cheek, I don't want to belong to any club that will accept me as a member. But it was the famous psychologist Abraham Maslow who placed the need to belong in his hierarchy of five basic needs, the needs for people to belong. We do need to belong. It's rooted deep within us, even Groucho Marx, because God wired us in such a way that we need to belong to him and other people. Now, people who don't feel like they belong can actually become very lonely. It was Don Henley, the drummer in one of the greatest rock bands of the 70s, the Eagles, sang in their hit song Desperado, your prison is walking through the world alone. Or the Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby, all the lonely people, where do they belong? So there are songs that talk about this. It's not weakness to say, I need God in my life. I need a heavenly Father to help me through. When we put our faith and we put our trust in God, we get in touch with the everlasting truth. And that's why Jesus talked about himself as the good shepherd. He is the shepherd of the sheep. We are the sheep. So no matter what circumstances you find yourself this morning, remember there is a God who can empower you and help you to get past that brick wall, whatever it is that you think is impossible. In 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20, God says, be confident, never be afraid or get discouraged, for the Lord my God will help you to do everything you need. So what I'm saying today is that his way is ultimately the best way, even if it takes time, even if it doesn't always appear. Well, dear Lord, teach us to listen to you, to understand that there is a way, and we trust you in that way today. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.